The question and answer program everyone enjoys.
I would say yes.
That's right.
That's right.
Here are the questions.
Ah, now, can I pronounce your name correctly? Jlan in Upway, who says, why do we have a public holiday on Monday to celebrate my birthday? Says Jlan, so very happy birthday to you. All right, Anne in Caulfield, you're going to kick us off tonight. Hello.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, doing very well, Anne. Okay, our first question in our June-themed quiz is about a famous June. It's about June Goff, as she was born in 1929. She later became known as June Bronhill and became one of Australia's best-known singers of light opera, operetta, and musical theatre in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. She performed both here and in London. Where did she get the name, the stage name, Bronhill?
Oh, it's short for Broken Hill.
And why does she have that in her name?
I think that's where she was born or brought up.
You're absolutely correct. It was an abbreviation of Broken Hill, and the people of Broken Hill had apparently raised money to send her overseas for singing training.
Oh, good. What a good investment.
It proved to be that way, didn't it? But I didn't know this until I looked this up, Anne. Apparently, back in the day, this was quite a famous, a common thing to do, was to change your name to honour where you'd come from. So Nellie Melba was obviously after Melbourne, but we had Elsie Mary Fisher, who called herself Elsa Australia. We had Vera Hempseed, who called herself Madame Vera Tasma after Tasmania. There was Dorothy Mabel Thomas, who called herself Dorothy Canberra. There was Florence Ellen Towle, who called herself Madame Ballarat after Ballarat. And Florence Mary Wilson, who changed her name to Florence Austral. So it was all the rage.
Well, I think June Bronhill did well from it. I'm not too sure about the others.
Some of them sound a bit awkward. We could all be abbreviations of our hometowns. You could be Anne. You could be Anne Caulfield, really.
Well, there's a literary character called Caulfield in Catcher in the Rye.
That's correct. So it's a good name.
I wonder if he's related. I doubt it.
Okay, question two in our June-themed history quiz, Anne. The month of June is named after which Roman goddess, and what is she the goddess of?
Is it Juno?
It is Juno, and what's she the goddess of?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think she's somebody's wife, but I think she's a wife of one of the major gods. Don't really know for sure.
She's got her own departments.
Yeah.
What is she the goddess of?
Okay. I will just say hunting, and I've got absolutely no idea.
No, it's not hunting.
And I think it's probably something entirely opposed. It's entirely different.
I would say it is entirely different to hunting. Thanks, Anne.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good to chat with you. Yes, Ray in the Bay, you know what Juno was the goddess of. Hey, Robert in Menai.
Hello, Suzanne.
I missed you on Friday night.
I was busy. Other things to do.
Too busy to talk to us, Robert. I hope it was good.
And the fish and chips was beautiful.
Oh, good. Now, how did you have them? Did you have sauce, tartar sauce, or what did you do?
No, we have, it was chips and potatoes and sweet and sour, the other pumpkin.
Okay. Wow. That sounds a bit different.
Yes.
All right. Do you know what you are cooking this week, Robert?
I'm having a week off.
Oh, are you? Okay. Well, you'd have to do some cooking at home.
I do.
Yeah. What have you been making that you've learnt?
I haven't made it yet. Anything yet.
Well, maybe, what do you reckon, the curried sausages?
I might have that, but it was tonight.
You had curried sausages tonight?
Yep.
Oh, that you made?
No, my carrot did.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hopefully you'll be able to make them soon. Robert, thank you. I look forward to your report next Friday night.
Right.
Okay. See you, Robert. Bye. Yes, Hannah, you know who, what Juno is the goddess of? Adrian's got it too. A few people saying the puffer jacket is also known, of course, as the Tassie tuxedo. Yes. Dean, just about June Bronhill. I didn't know they had GoFundMe back then. Yes, there was a version of it, apparently. Okay, Dickie in Double Bay, 1-300-800-222. Hey, Dickie.
Oh, hi.
Hello. So we're on question two. The month of June, we've said it's named after Juno, but she's the goddess of what in ancient Rome?
I kind of know a little bit about that. It's is it marriage and
yes,
and stuff?
Yeah. It's marriage and stuff. I'll take that. It's marriage and childbirth, but stuff, that kind of goes with marriage, doesn't it?
It sort of comes after.
Yes. All right. Question three in our June-themed history quiz. What was the date of D-Day?
Well, I know that very well because my grandfather was there, and that would be the June the 6th.
Of what year?
1944.
June the 6th,
yes. 6th of June, 1944.
Yep, 1940. What was your grandfather doing there?
He was a rat at the brook and then he went to, I don't know, what beach, it was Omaha or one of those.
Mm.
I was going to put a expletive in there, but it's a certain child-friendly show as well, I'm sure.
That's right.
So he survived it.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Well, so no wonder you know it well then. 1-300-800-222 if you would like to be part of our June-themed history quiz tonight. This is question four. On the 12th of June, 1987, who challenged Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev to tear down this wall?
It could only be Ronald Reagan.
It is Ronald Reagan talking about the Berlin Wall. Well done. All right, Dickie, question five.
But Libby, can I just put in something there? I'm Estonian. I know all about the war, and I've been to the wall and everything,
yeah.
And we escaped all those occupations. But the funny thing is the Allies gave us up to have 50 years of occupation behind the Iron Curtain, but we're much better now of 30-whatever years of independence. Okay.
Were you born in Estonia, Dickie, or did you grow up here from Estonian parents?
That's right. I grew up here. I'm a young guy. I'm just sort of, born in, I'm 50-something.
That's right. Anyone who's 50-something is definitely a young guy. I'm with you. Question five, which explosive event flattened more than 2,000 square kilometres of Siberian forest on June the 30th, 1908.
Okay. I think I know that too. It was a comet.
Yeah, I need the name of what it's known as.
Oh.
What the event is known as.
Oh, gotcha. Now you can. Do I get a clue?
No.
It was called the June Comet.
No, I'm afraid it was not the June Comet, Dickie, but thank you so much for playing our history quiz tonight. 1-300-800-222 to play our June-themed history club quiz. Lots of questions about things that happened in June. There's a couple more June people called June in there as well. Gosh, Lockie's doing squats. What's going on, Lockie? You're trying to build up your back strength. Okay. Well, Lockie's getting exercise as well as playing along with the quiz. Hi to Maddie and Zach, who are in the Gorongoro crater and Conservation Park in Kenya listening in. The crater has one of the highest quantity of large animals in Africa, they say, reportedly more than Kruger National Park. 1-300-800-222. Yes, Maria, you've got the correct answer. So does someone who didn't put their name on it. So I cannot give you your correct credit. Claire from Dalton. Yeah, that's what it was called too. Hey, Sam. Sam's and the Costa Mesa in California. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Oh, you're an actual, are you an American or an Australian listening in from overseas?
I'm an American.
Oh, and how have you stumbled across our quiz?
Oh, ago, I just got tired of the U.S. media. I'm a middle guy, and there's like one side's really right, one side's really left. So I just started looking for different things to listen to and just got on the internet, started looking for different news outlets around the world so it wouldn't be all, you know, Americanized, and came upon the ABC and have really enjoyed it for quite a while.
Oh, excellent. Well, I'm so glad we were there to fill the gap when you were looking for it. All right, now, Sam, do you know which explosive event flattened more than 2,000 square kilometres of Siberian forest on the 30th of June, 1908?
Well, before I respond, I'm going to make my lame joke. I thought that Juno would be the goddess of morning quizzes because this, oh, you're always saying Juno this, Juno that.
That's good. That's good.
It's really bad dad joke, but, you know, it's early. And no, I've been on my knees. Well, I have not been on my knees, but I've been sure hoping somebody else would answer this question before it came to me.
Ah, well, we shall.
I have no idea. I've heard of this event, but I have no idea what the name is.
Well, I'll let you go, Sam, but thank you very much for playing. All right. Really good to chat with you. Yeah, a lot of you kind of have a vague idea what the name sounds like and you're guessing at it. Some of you are grasping at straws, but some of you are quite close. And actually quite a few of you, Glenn in Rosa Parks, for example, says it's a very appropriate quiz to say I'm missing my twice weekly chats with the lovely June from Portland. Her name's also come up a few times already in the SMSs. And yes, we always think of June. Born, of course, in June, as is, must be Brian from The Gap's birthday soon too. I think that's also around this time. David from Mount Cola.
Hello, Suzanne.
Hello, David. Any idea what this, the name of this event was that flattened more than 2,000 square kilometres of Siberian forest on the 30th of June, 1908?
Yeah, I have heard of it. I think the Tunguska event.
Tunguska event is right. I think that's the kind of name of the part of Siberia where this all took place. Probably caused by an asteroid or comet that exploded midair. It had the force of 1,000 Hiroshima bombs, which is just amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it was huge, yeah.
Yeah. Incidentally, if you're interested, we did a This Week in History on that. Maybe not last year, but the year before. There's an fascinating podcast available for anyone who wants to find out more. Question six, David. Valentina Tereshkova became the first woman to do what in June 1963?
She's the first woman in space.
Yes, she was the first woman in space. She was aboard Vostok 6 and orbited Earth 48 times. Another space question. What was the name of the mission that first landed humans on the moon that was launched 6 years later in June 1969?
Apollo 11.
Apollo 11 is also correct. Well done, David. Oh, it was Ray in the Bay's birthday on the 1st of June. Happy birthday, Ray. Happy birthday, anybody else who's having a June birthday. When's your birthday, David?
January.
Okay, we're done for now then, aren't we?
Yeah.
Have to look forward to next year. Question eight. Who founded Australia's first model agency and modelling school?
If it's not June Delly Watkins, I probably can't think of anyone else. So I'll go with, it's June, isn't it? June Delly Watkins.
Yes, it's June Delly Watkins. Good one, David. Question 9. In one of the most viewed events in television history, what kind of car was O.J. Simpson riding in when fleeing from the Los Angeles Police Department on the 17th of June, 1994?
Yeah, that was parodied on Seinfeld. It was a Ford Bronco.
Oh, yes, David. Ripping through these questions.
So far.
What was signed on the 15th of June, 1215?
1215, the Magna Carta.
The Magna Carta is correct. Better just keep an eye on how many you're getting here, David. You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're only 4 away from a black magnet.
Oh, yeah. It's a long way still.
Question 11. Who did teenager Marcus Sargent try to shoot on the 13th of June, 1981?
Okay, well, that's not the Pope's one. Gerald Ford was shot at. Reagan was shot. Actually, Reagan was shot around then. I'll say Ronald Reagan. Although, it's probably not him because you've already had him as an answer, haven't you?
You're clever. And you know what? I forgot to read an important piece of information. Okay. Teenager Marcus Sargent fired blank shots at who on the 13th of June, 1981?
I can't think of anyone else, so I'll just stick with my answer of Ronald Reagan.
It is not Ronald Reagan.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, David. That was very well done. Very nicely played. 1-300-800-222. Amanda had June Daly Watkins. Olivia had the Ford Bronco. Oh, Annalisa, you've got this one correct. Lots of you had the Magna Carta. Russ in Brisbane. Hello, Russ.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hello. Now, Russ, I'm wondering who teenager Marcus Sargent fired blank shots at on the 13th of June, 1981?
Before I answer, may I congratulate you? I believe you were largely responsible for getting the quiz onto the podcast. Is that correct?
Oh, well, I mean, kind of. We sort of said to the people, well, people like Lockie, actually, who's on the phones. Lockie's the person who actually does it every night. And so we made a decision as a team that we should be podcasting the quiz. So,
well, I really appreciate the team because I'm from Queensland and I usually can't survive awake until midnight most of the year. I'm thrilled to be able to access the podcast a little earlier in the evening often when I'm awake. And I just want to congratulate you and the team for having the foresight to do that. I've searched the podcast for many years now and couldn't find it and didn't think to ask, but really appreciate what you and the team have done.
Oh, well, thanks, Russ. You know, actually, I must say that listeners have been for some time saying, can't you podcast the quiz? So we just finally went, I think it's time that we'd better do it. So,
well, congratulations. That's fantastic.
Right. Hey, Russ, have you listened?
Shoots blanks at anybody, so I'll have to ask.
I was going to say, Russ, have you seen the little logo that we've got on the challenge when you go to the podcast to get it?
Yes, I have. To be honest, I was tempted to say, I'm having a little trouble isolating it using the app. Sometimes it takes me, 10 minutes to actually get to the nightlife podcasts. They come up in different forms. Maybe it's because, I'm 73 and so I'm pretty thick when it comes to this electronic.
I don't know. I mean, I can't find it straight away either. I usually go to the search and put nightlife and then it comes up. So, look.
Sometimes I get lucky and I just get a list of all the podcasts for the last month and a half. And I go, wow, how did I get that?
Well, look, hopefully it will be working well for you the next time you try. Play around using the search, Russ, and see how you go. Thank you very much for calling. No, Adrian, we didn't get notification, me or Lockie, of our honours on the King's birthday list. We'll have to. I see here Philip Adams got them. Maybe I. How long's he at the ABC for? Maybe I need to rack up another 30 years before before someone will nominate me. Matt from Reservoir, hello.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Yeah, doing well, Matt. Now, who did this teenager called Marcus Sargent fire blank shots at on the 13th of June, 1981?
Well, it was nice of previous people to knock out what my two other guesses would have been, which was Ronald Reagan and the Pope. is it to do this maybe this weekend too? Was it?
You tell me. You tell me, Matt. Queen? Which queen?
No. Oh, well, 1981. Oh, I assume it. Oh, Queen Elizabeth II.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Didn't know if we were getting formal on the Queen Mother there. Then.
No. It's all right. I just thought I'd make sure. Yeah. All right. Question 12. Who was Johnny Cash's second wife?
Oh, June something.
Yeah, June something's right.
Oh, June Ring of Fire. That's all I've got.
No, but thanks, Matt.
Excellent.
Thanks. Logo for the quiz is very funky, so this is why I was wanting to say, don't tell anybody. I actually got my 11-year-old to design that logo. He was so excited by the job and very excited to think that his little design is now on the Listen app. Okay, Chapo from Woi Woi. Hey, Chapo.
Hey. Hey, how you going?
I'm well. Who was Johnny Cash's second wife?
June Carter.
June Carter was her name, indeed. Question 13 in our June-themed quiz. In which year did the UK vote in a referendum to leave the EU?
What year?
Yeah.
This is 25. Let's say 2019.
Was not 2019.
Okay.
Thank you. Thanks, Chapo. Oh, lots of you had June Carter. Well done, Kath and Robin and Sarah and Sparkles and Ray in the Bay. Paul from North Fitzroy, Dave from Grafton, Annalisa and Diana. Bob from Greenacre. Hi, Bob.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I've got a thing. My mother-in-law, June Pitt from Greenacre, turned 97 a couple of days ago.
Is she a listener?
She may be because she had a bit of a fall and she's in Bankstown Hospital.
Oh,
at the moment.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, it was quite sad, to be truthful. She didn't know. Yeah, she could be listening, though, because she likes listening into the ABC, and so do I for that.
Well, if you are listening, June, I really hope you get well soon. And did you say it was her birthday a couple of days ago too?
Yes, that's
right.
Yeah,
and happy birthday.
She turned 97.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good innings. Now, that makes me wonder, Bob, just thinking of June from Portland, who very sadly, of course, died earlier this year. We've got your mum, June. How many Junes do we have listening who were born in June and therefore named June because they were born in June? Junes, put your hand up on the SMS. Tell me that you're there. 0467 922 702. I wonder how many Junes that we can collect. Now, Bob, in June of which year did the UK vote for Brexit? It wasn't 2019.
2016.
Correct. It was 2016.
Oh, that was a pure guess. Goodness.
Well, it was correct. All right. Question 14. On the 18th of June, the 18th of June, 1815, Napoleon Bonaparte was finally defeated by the Duke of Wellington and Prussian forces, ending his rule as Emperor of the French in which battle?
Battle of Waterloo.
Yes, the Battle of Waterloo.
Incidentally, that was the first battle that a native-born Australian fought in.
Are you serious?
Yes, he was a drummer boy.
Wow.
Who he wrote a little booklet on his experiences afterwards.
Do you know what his name was or anything?
No, I don't, as far as my history.
Yeah. 15. God, we're ripping through this quiz. Turns out our June quiz was it's relatively easy for you guys tonight. Okay. Which couple got married on the 3rd of June
1937? 36. Could you just say that one more time? It might jog a memory.
Which couple were married on the 3rd of June 1937?
No, I'd only be guessing again. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.
All right, good to talk to you. John in Bulimba, hello.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening. 3rd of June 1937, a couple got married. Kind of controversial, this couple.
Yes, yeah, she was divorced and he was a prince.
Exactly so.
Yes. And then he became king and then he resigned.
So who was it?
George the Sixth?
Can't give you George the Sixth.
I didn't know his middle name. No. Be George the Fifth, but there we go.
All right. No, I'm afraid you don't have the groom correct at all there, John, although I know that you know vaguely what's going on. Oh, my mouse is being funny. Trying to get to Joni. There you are, Joni. Hello.
Hello. Shame I got stuck with this one. Yeah, it was that is this the king that had to abdicate, right, because he married a commoner? Is this the thing we're talking about?
Well, if this is the thing, then who are the people who got married? Who were the bride and groom? What are their names?
Oh, no. So it's not King George V.
Is that your guess?
Like I just said that, didn't he? He didn't get through. So I guess I can't. No, it was him, wasn't it? No, it was the guy before George, wasn't it? It was, yeah, no, I don't know the names. So I guess we're not going to get much further.
No, I don't think we are, Joni.
All right, see you later.
Next time. Beach, yep, I'll give you that. Lorella, yes. Joan, yes. John in Bulimba, hello.
I've had a go.
Oh, you have? What are you still doing on the line, John?
I was listening.
Okay. Well, I'll let you get back to listening. Sorry, didn't realise that. All right. Who is up next? Mike in Hamilton Hill.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Okay, I'm after a couple that controversial couple who got married on the 3rd of June 1937.
Yeah, you've led me into this. It was Edward. He was the elder brother and he got with the Hollywood type socialite, Simpson, Wallace Simpson.
Okay. Wallace Simpson is correct, but I need a correct title for him.
Oh.
Have you got a number or another title?
I'll try Edward the Eighth.
Yes, he had been Edward the Eighth. Actually, by the time he got married, he was no longer Edward the Eighth. He was the Duke of Windsor.
Yeah.
But look, he had been Edward the Eighth, so I'll let you get away with that one. The new king, who was George the Sixth, didn't go.
His older brother.
Yeah, he didn't go to his bro's wedding. And he said no one else in the royal family could go either because those two were in trouble. Right.
Yeah, I remember watching The Crown. It was a great series and I was trying to remember names and numbers.
Yeah. All right. Did
get a bit of help from the previous callers. Thank you, guys.
That's how this whole quiz works, isn't it? We're all just building on everybody else. Question 16. What was the name of the long-held legal doctrine that was overturned by the High Court of Australia in June 1992?
Are we all in one category tonight? I'm sorry, I only just called in.
The categories.
Things. Did you choose another category?
No. We don't do that on Sundays. You've got this question. Our theme, we've got a theme for the whole quiz. The theme is June.
Forgetting what day it was. Can you repeat the question? I'm sorry.
Yeah. What was the name of the long-held legal doctrine that was overturned by the High Court of Australia in June
1992? Marbo.
It's not Marbo, no.
Yeah, no idea on that one.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
1-3. Oops. Turning the wrong fader down there. 1-300-800-222 to play. Mark's got it. Margot's got it. And Elisa has it. Paul, Ray in the Bay, Bernadette. Adrian, you'll have the answer. 1-300-800-222. Here's George in Fremantle. Good evening, George.
Good evening, Suzanne. How are you?
I am doing well. Good. I would like you to tell me the name of the long-held legal doctrine that was overturned by the High Court of Australia in June 1992.
Well, it was something like to do with Marbo, but wasn't it called terra nullius?
Yes, terra nullius. Meaning land belonging to no one.
Nobody, yeah.
Yeah. Which had been implemented in Australian law in 1835 by Governor Richard Bourke's proclamation, which solidified the concept that Australia was uninhabited and could be claimed by the British Crown, justifying British settlement and disregarding the pre-existing Aboriginal ownership and occupation of the land.
A little bit narrow-minded.
Question 17. We may need some songs themed about June. I have a feeling that this quiz is not going to make it all the way to the news tonight because you're all very clever tonight.
How about June is Busting Out All Over for a suggestion?
I don't know that song.
June is Busting Out All Over. That's from, I think it was South Pacific. Was it South Pacific? One of Hammerstein, Oscar Hammerstein and Richard Rodgers, I think. June is Busting Out All Over.
Unfortunately, I also don't seem to have it, which is annoying.
Maybe I'm wrong. I wouldn't be the first time.
I've got a song called Johnny in June by Tori Forsyth. Evening in June by Van Morrison. That sounds like it might be nice. I don't know it, but we can try it.
Ask the learned nightlife participants who knows what the where that's from or what it's called. But I'm pretty sure.
No, you could be right. It's just I don't have it.
It's Busting Out All Over. I'll sing it for you if you like.
Go on. I think we've got time for a song.
No, better not.
All right.
A bit of a shock for everyone's system.
Yeah. All right. 17. Where was Franz Ferdinand assassinated on the 28th of June 1914?
Sarajevo.
Sarajevo is correct, George.
By Mr. Princep or something like that.
Princep, something like that.
I think, wasn't it? Princep?
Yes. Again, we've done a This Week in History on that as well, which is a good listen too. Okay.
What? The assassination or?
Yeah.
Or those? Yeah.
Question 18.
The history.
What was the pseudonym given to the secret informant who provided crucial information to Woodward and Bernstein at the Washington Post about the Watergate break-in of June 1972?
I think it was called Mr. Deep Throat.
Mr. I don't know that it was Mr., but...
Wow. Well, you think it was a Mr.?
Yes.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe
I don't know. I don't know that they were that formal.
No, probably not.
I don't know that he had an honorific... Yeah. Washington Post editor Howard Simons tagged him as Deep Throat after the widely known pornographic film Deep Throat. According to Woodward, Simons thought of the term because the informant, Mark Felt, had been providing information on a deep background basis.
I don't know anything of that sort of thing, Suzanne.
You gave us the answer, and that was all we needed from you, George.
Didn't know that background story. Didn't know where he got his name from.
Joan says Oklahoma, I think, was June busting out. Is that what you said?
Oh, no, I think I said South Pacific. No, but now that they've said that, that it probably was Oklahoma.
All right, well...
My memory is not so good.
Question. Gosh, 19. What did a single unidentified protester block from leaving Tiananmen Square in Beijing on the 5th of June 1989?
Well, I don't know whether he was leaving, but he was a big tank.
Yeah. There were a few tanks, but yeah.
Got in front of it.
He wore a white shirt and black trousers. He held two shopping bags. As the tanks came to a stop, the man gestured at them with one of the bags. In response, the lead tank attempted to drive around the man, but the man stepped into the path of the tank in a show of nonviolent action. And after repeatedly attempting to go around, the lead tank stopped its engines and the armoured vehicles behind it followed suit. There was a short pause with the man and the tanks having reached an impasse. And no one really knows to this day who that protester was.
I was going to say, no one knows to this day probably what happened to him either.
Well.
I would suggest.
Yeah, that's also a very good point there, George. Okay, look, here we are. Which Shakespearean comedy is set in the month of June for the win?
Oh, crikey. I can't remember back that far. Hang on, month of June.
Which Shakespeare play is set during the month of June?
It wouldn't be Tempest, I wouldn't have thought, because that's the middle of their summer. But maybe Shakespeare had a bit of a kinky idea that June was a good time to set a Tempest-type play. June. No, look, I don't know, but I'll guess, as I say, just a month, so it's probably not one of the other, like Hamlet or Othello or those ones, because they're quite long. Hamlet and Macbeth, I think they're fairly long. Look, I'll say The Tempest.
It's not The Tempest.
Oh, I know what it is. I just tweaked the name.
George, don't give too much away to the next person. You had a good run there. Thank you very much. Oh, okay. Carousel, apparently, is where June is busting out all over is from. I still don't have it, so I don't know if we might be able to give that a go or not. John from Jaroa. Hello, John.
Hello, Suzanne. Yeah, I must have rang up just at the right time.
For a Shakespeare question?
Well, yeah.
For the win, yes.
Well, summer in the Northern Hemisphere is like June, July, August, so that sort of points towards a Midsummer Night's Dream.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.